Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Ladies and gents, welcome back once again. A brand new episode, all things covered. Pat Pete, Brian McFadden. Boy, this is an action-packed show. A lot of people have been requesting for this episode. I'm sorry, we're going to be biased on this episode. You know, usually we cover everything, hence the name, All Things Covered. But this is a show targeted for Steeler fans, because you got 3 Steelers on. Even though I'm a former Steeler, I'm still a Steeler, right? And targeted to SEC fans, specifically speaking, the University of Georgia. On this episode, we have newly drafted third round draft pick out of the University of Georgia, 2-time national champion, no other than Big Fella, is what they probably gonna call him. Big Fella, Darnell Washington is joining us on this episode. Darnell, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Feeling good, man.
But before we get into the conversation, Pat P, as you've been a part of, and the same can be said for me, Darnell just completed rookie minicamp. So, yep. Darnell, how was the vibe for you getting the opportunity to be on the grass with the new rookies? And, you know, tell us a little bit about your experience.
For me, the experience there, I mean, it's great. Just to suit up and actually, like, be a part of a team, even though not the older guys wasn't there yet. Lace up and, you know, just compete and actually in a system where, like, I had to focus on one install and like I know that's going to be my playbook because I mean, at that time, during the whole combine process, it's teams, they just want to see how you learn. So you like you're going to learn what the Lions are doing and things like that and different team, like different things. And like, it's not like a set playbook. So now I'm actually part of a team where I actually like just learn one playbook and don't got to worry about all these teams that want to meet you and things like that. Now it's over with now. So it's like not a lock in on one thing and one thing only. So.
And speaking of two playbooks, we all know that you was a 2-sport athlete, but did basketball ever threaten your football career?
Not really. Just cause like the football aspect of the game for me, like that's just my love, that's my passion. Like that's what I was dreaming about since I was like 6-7. So I never thought about me being an NBA. Like it probably crossed my mind, like as a joke or like with friends, like during high school. But like I know my place and like I know football. Just so a love too strong there. So.
I was just about to ask you, what was the difference maker? Because with you being 6'7", a big body, almost a Zion type body, what was the difference maker between basketball and football, but you just said the love was too strong on the football aspect of it. So I got another question for you before I hand it over to Mac. Obviously, I know you had an opportunity to go through rookie minicamp. I've been through a tough, tough college system as well. We know how grimy it could be, how hard it is day to day. But how night and day difference was it coming from a UGA practice to a NFL practice?
I feel like UGA at most colleges is pretty much the same. Like, it's hardcore, intense. Not saying, you know, it's not here that, you know, intense here, but the biggest difference for me was just all right, so at Georgia, Kirby, when it's walkthrough on the script, it's not really a walkthrough. It's a full long, you know, just without pads. Even if it's with pads, like, it's almost live. Like, it's pretty much practice at that point.
Yeah.
But here, it's just like an actual walkthrough, you know, like keeping each other up and things like that. So I say from that aspect, it's for sure different. We're not always trying to kill each other, you know.
Right.
And college practices is different. No, it will pick up. NFL practices will pick up a little bit when the rest of the guys get there, but it's not going to be anything close to what you experienced in college. Trust us. Trust us. But, you know, it's more attention to detail than anything in regards to the physical nature that you guys had to do week in and week out at Georgia. Now, we know about your usage as almost like a sixth lineman, you know what I mean? Yep. Lining up next to your new teammate, Broderick Jones, and y'all boys just pushing whoever it was in front of y'all to the woodshed, right? But was there any a time where you actually thought about maybe switching sides and going to the defensive side because of your athleticism and your size and how physical you are at the point of attack? You ever thought about playing defense?
Yeah, honestly, I actually sat in we call them exit meetings at Georgia. So it was last year before this past season even kicked off. I told them, like, I knew we just lost Trayvon Walker to the draft, and a lot of defensive guys to the draft. So I was just like, coach, like, I'm gonna be the guy, to play both ways. Like, I want to be the guy to help the team in any way possible, because at this point, I mean, we'll have a new young defense. So I know, like, I haven't played defense in high school, but I mean, what, that was only like two years prior to that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I knew I still got it in me, you know. So I was like, you know, hey, he said, yeah, he gave me the green light. Let you go to fall camp and see, you know, get you in shape and things like that. But when the time came, it like never came up, because, you know, like, Georgia, like we recruit, you know, good guys. When a younger class came in, and they're all dogs. So he was like, "Nah, no need. Let's just keep you on the offense side of the ball. We feel like these young guys got it. You know, if you know they don't, then yeah, you know. But you know, at that point, I mean, they dogs. So,
what type of pass rush you think you would have been if given the opportunity? You got a bit of the ability to get home to the quarterback. You think you could have got it done?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say like no Will Anderson breaking records, not like, but I'll probably say I for sure would have got there, you know, a couple of times. I'm more Longhorn, you know. I'm gonna use my gift of God and my
no
length.
Question. Yes, go sir. Straight on him, get that pressure up off you.
Hey, I told Mac this once we drafted you, I had the opportunity to watch you play over your period of time in Georgia, obviously being an SEC guy as well. You played against my Tigers a couple of times. But I did tell Mac this once we drafted. I said, I believe, Mac, this will be the steal of the draft.
He did
but
say
I want to ask you.
No pressure, by the way, Darnell. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. No pressure. I want to ask you, what was it like waiting for those two rounds for your name to be called?
Honestly, it was hard. So for me, you know, all this hype, I felt like I crushed the combine. I felt like I crushed the meetings. The only thing that I didn't have that, you know, the other guys like Mayer and them had was the 1,000 yards to production, the numbers.
Yeah.
Right.
I felt like, I mean, Trayvon, he didn't have the numbers of Hutchinson, and he crushed the combine, and he went, you know, I felt like I I felt like I did everything right in, you know, my ability. So, I mean, at that point, I couldn't control. So, like, in my bio on Instagram, control the controllable. I mean, I can't control that. But, I mean, just waiting there, I was just low-key irritated, mad, because I felt like I was more talented than some of the guys who went before me. And then, like, not only that, like, the media, every ESPN had me at the third best, fourth best, whatever. Like, I was top five. Mm-hmm. And for me, all to being an eighth tight end taken is, like,
disrespectful.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I still look at it. I mean, now it's just a motive and gave me fire. So, you feel me? Fire. So.
And I want to see the disrespect that the league, well, not the league, the teams that you felt shown you, I want to see it every week. Because we're going to need it, baby.
We're going to need it. No question. Well, hey, Darnell, do you remember the tight ends that got drafted before you? You remember the names?
Not in order.
Just give me the names.
You got Don Kincaid, Michael Mayer, Tucker Kraft, Brenton Strange, if I said that right, or Jacksonville, Musgrave, Spoonermaker from Michigan. I forgot his first name.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? That's five, six?
Six.
Dang, one more went before me.
Sam
LaPorta.
LaPorta. Yeah. Yep. Oh, you know it. Well, hey, well, write that down on your lock in your locker if you haven't done so already.
Hey, Mac, if he don't do it, I'm going to.
You're going to do it for him. You're going to get Big Fella fired up. Big Fella got to be fired up.
Every week.
No question. Hey, you talked about the buzz that you created because of your performance in Indy at the combine. You ran what, 4.64, correct?
Yeah.
Were you surprised at the 4.64 or were you disappointed that you ran a 4.64?
I was more disappointed because, I felt like I could have hit a 4.5 just because, because of everything. Like, for example, Trayvon, he ran a 4.4 or something. So, like,
yeah, y'all Georgia boys be putting down some good times at the combine.
Yeah. But, like, we also competed in practice at Georgia. I'm like, man, Trayvon was neck to neck. Like, ain't no way. And then I was training for the combine. I want to say the lowest time I probably hit was like 4.62. So like, ooh. I'm like, oh, I'm 2.2 slower or whatever. Yeah. But I'm thinking like I'm at the combine. It's going to give me some juice. Like,
yeah.
Okay. I should run a 0.2 fast. So, you know, like I was like, even if it was a 4.59 or something like that, better. It just looks better. So then a 4.
No, yeah. And Trayvon ran what, 4.51 officially? Yeah, 4.51. What was that phone call like for you? Waiting what, 2 days, basically on the third day, you get a phone call. I don't know if it was a 412 area code, but what was that phone call like for you? Who was the first voice that you heard?
The phone call for me, I mean, it's just life changing. It's still dreams come true if it's sixth round, first round, whatever round, like still life changing at the end of the day. Like dreams come true, that phone call. First voice I heard was the GM, Omar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, man, then it was Pittsburgh at that. So I was just, I was hurt. But yeah, I mean, like, even like since the top 30 visit when I came here with DY, like, I like, they DY thought like me. So, like, I felt like I had to be myself around, you know, these people in the building. So I was just more excited, you know, that I had to be myself, you know, and things like that. So I felt like I was in a win-win.
I will hit on that, just being here. You know, for the limited time that I've been here, it's definitely that be yourself mentality. You know, they want you to be you and nobody else. And that's what you're going to respect and love about being not only a part of the Pittsburgh, you know, organization, but being around Coach Mike Tomlin. He's the same, you know, every single day. He's literally been the same since I met him back in 2010 at the combine, you know, being B-Mac's head coach. I'm sure he can vouch on the same thing. But enough of my rambling.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My question is to you, how impressed are you with Kenny Pickett, and how excited are you working with a quarterback going into his second season?
I'm too happy. Definitely with Kenny. I know he's a younger quarterback, so like, you know, yeah, I know it's work that still need to be done, but that's just, you know, I mean, it just takes time. And playing with a younger quarterback like that, a quarterback that to do it all with his feet or whatever, it's kind of crazy how you asked that question, because I mentioned today in practice, I was just like, bro, it's different, like how an NFL quarterback throws it and a college quarterback. I'm not saying Stetson don't put it on like with heat, like how Kenny do, but
different velocity.
Yeah, yeah.
No question.
It's coming. So, yeah. I mean, just Kenny being my quarterback is I'm blessed to have him. You know, for me to whatever, if that's in protection or if that's running a route for him, I'm blessed to have him. You know, in the backfield. So,
and speaking of quarterbacks, how you talked about is different from college quarterbacks than NFL quarterbacks. Think about it, how it is for a defensive back. When we're speaking to a quarterback throwing those lollipops, throwing those balls with less velocity, not being able to
them
fit
deep outs, balls, they can't really get
there. They really can't fit those balls in those tight windows. Coming here in the big boy leagues, they can every single throw.
Every throw. It don't even matter. When you think it you got it, matter. You really don't got it.
And crazy thing about a crazy throw, I was watching what year was the Super Bowl? That Green Bay and Denver played in. Was that 96?
Man, that was out in California.
Yeah, San Diego.
That could have been 96, 97.
Anyway, I'm watching the game, right? Watching the first drive, saw my boy Leroy Butler. Leroy Butler. And I did see what he was talking about. Sorry, Darnell, to get off topic right now. But I did see what he was talking about when he said Brett was calling heads. Mm-hmm. And the ref called, it was 98, January 98. And they end up calling tails because Leroy, he called heads as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being tails. And I can't remember who was the ref. He was like, yep, Green Bay, you know, they wanted to toss this, that, and other, but they technically did not win the toss. But anyway, long story short, Brett Favre made this throw. I think it was like third and goal, and they ran like a simple star route into the boundary. But he made this throw, bro. It was no way he should have made this throw, but he threw this ball over. Who's the Hall of Fame safety? Atwaters.
Steve Atwater.
Yep. He threw this ball right over Atwater's shoulder, bro. It was so beautiful. And that just goes to show you the difference between college quarterbacks in the NFL quarterbacks, that they can make any throw imaginable, just
like
home is right now.
No question. Hey, you talking about Kenny Pickett coming in year two, another up and coming big time baller for the offense. Your former teammate at Georgia, George Pickens. You know what I mean? The fans got caught a glimpse of what he can do in his Steeler uniforms. But what do you think his potential is in year two for the Pittsburgh Steelers? And knowing him as much as you do throughout your time in Athens.
His potential is ain't no roof on it, you know, like with him. Like, I saw him in Georgia, like, do crazy stuff against, I mean, y'all, you're like the defense that we just had.
Yeah, y'all got some dudes.
Yeah. So, I mean, against one of the top people in the nation, I mean, at that league, college league, whatever. But it's crazy, just like his ball skills is crazy. Like, I mean, I can't even explain it. You know how DBs, like, play through their hands or, you know, things like that. Like, with him, like, I saw him times he'll fake act like he's, like, the ball's fading him. And he'll just cut in, like, what the hell, like, at the last moment. Like, but, like, it's just, like, his ball skills just makes him unique, you know? Yeah. Like when people say, oh, I have crazy ball skills, like, he legit has it.
Has it.
Yeah. So, with this upcoming season, man, expect the world from him, like, I see.
Well, let me piggyback off that real quick, Pat P. He said, expect the world out of George Pickens. What can we expect when you talk about an offense with a second-year quarterback in Kenny Pickett, a improved offensive line, year three for Najee Harris, George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, Pat Freiermuth, and yourself?
Yes.
Like what should we expect to see?
Don't forget. Huh? Dante, don't forget.
Deontay
Robinson.
Man, listen, I forgot about Allen Robinson. Hello. For the fans that are checking us out on YouTube, you kind of had to get fired up listening to the names. I mean, we're talking about young studs, young dudes.
Right.
Year two, Kenny Pickett. Year two, George. Year three, Najee. Deontay, I think he's in five or six. Allen Robinson, a savvy vet that can disperse knowledge. Yourself, big fella. I mean, a unicorn. Pat Freiermuth is coming in, what, year three?
Yes.
Like, man, what can we, what should we expect? Big fella, Darnell, what should we expect?
I ain't trying to, you know, I'm more of a humble dude, so I ain't finna, you know.
Well, okay. But since I have the luxury, since I don't play. I don't have to exercise no humility at all.
What's your expectations, Matt?
And my expectations is when we got 80 out there, who's 6'7", 4'6". You talking about, you got Pat, who out there, red zone killer. We can just come out in 12 personnel and tell the defense, if you come out in regular personnel, which is your base, we're going to throw it. Because we got two tight ends that are a matchup issue for anybody. And if you come out in nickel, you saw what Big Fella and Broderick did in Athens. Anytime they lined up on the same side, that left side, boy, they gave whoever was in front of them hell.
Hey, they was taking a ride, huh, Mac?
Man, you had two tackles basically coming down the teeth of that edge, setting the edge. And you know what coaches say? You lose contain, you lose the game.
Yes, sir. Hey, and you talking about losing contain. What game was that, Darnell, that you caught like this? It was like this drag route.
And he jumped over somebody?
Man, what game was that?
That was against LSU.
Or
the Oregon, yeah.
Yeah, I remember the team wearing all white, if I'm not mistaken, or all gray.
That could have been Oregon. That was in the Mercedes Dome, Benz Dome. Yeah.
Yes. It was like the first game of the season.
Yeah.
Hey, that was a killer. That was a killer play to see a big fella.
Oh man,
put him up and put him down.
Yeah.
Jump over somebody.
No question.
That's when I saw it. Yeah, this guy got real athleticism right here.
What's your thought process? Because you 6'7". Anybody who lines up across from you is probably going to be smaller than you. Like, right. What's going through your mind? Either if you had the line of scrimmage, you know, hand in the dirt, you got a DN who's smaller than you, a linebacker, or if you split out wide, you got a little DB trying to cover you. Like, what are you thinking about? Like, boy, barbecue chicken? Or are you like, man... Like, what's going through your mind when you know you got a matchup that's in your favor and it's either a run and you got to block them, or if it's a pass, you got to run a route on them? What are you thinking about?
It really just depends. Like, if it's a run, I always think back to the fundamentals. So, But I always, like, I always think of me making a play. It's like that's something our tight end coach preach at Georgia, competitive excellence. Whenever your number's called, make the play. So, and I also just like to fill him out. Like, it just depending, like, if he's more like a hands-on, like, if he like to get physical, okay, we're going to get physical. So, it really just depends what kind of player he is. You know, I like to do my homework before each game.
I like that.
So, I'd take it either way. I know I'm bigger than him. If it's a linebacker, I just like to lean him. So, I always lean since I'm a bigger dude. And at the last, like, I give him a little chicken. Like, they're not going to call it a little chicken lean. So, I'm going to give it to him, you know, create that separation and, you know, like, win on a route, whatever it may be. But, it really just depends on, you know, what kind of player they is and things like that.
Hey, last question before we transition to the superlative part of our show. We hit you with rapid fire. Pat P, you can get the first superlative question. I this is personal for me. Now, you wore 0 at Georgia. You wore 1 in high school. Knowing that the number 0 is available, I was like, oh, boy. Boy, Big Phillip put that 0 in that Steelers uniform.
Nasty.
What? With the swag, with the black spat. I was like, okay. But then I saw you pick 80. What happened?
It's just how, Steelers run things. And, I mean, that's just a tradition. So,
I figured that. I knew it. Yep, I knew it too. They're not going to have nobody with 0 on. Not the first year.
Coach Tomlin said, we don't hand out single digits. Or what do you say? Single digits to skill position. We don't go by that rule. We traditional.
I kind of assumed that, but I just had to ask Darnell because I felt like Darnell probably wanted that 0. Is that true?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I know he wanted that 0.
Yeah. Now he out there looking like, you know, an oversized Plaxico Burris who had a real good career in the Steelers uniform with that 80-0. Yeah.
Hey, Plaxico brought a Lombardi back, man. Hey.
No. Plax didn't bring a Lombardi.
Plax wasn't there?
He was gone in 05. He was with the Giants. He was in that 04 team. Hey, but Plax, did numbers.
He was a damn player in 80, though. He
facts,
was
a good
player.
Facts. Pat P, go ahead and hear him with that superlative, the first one.
So my first superlative question is, who is your top five who is the best tight ends in NFL entering the 2023 season, in your opinion, right now?
Top five tight ends that's already in the league.
Yeah.
Who's your top five tight ends?
And Mac, they don't have to be in the league right now. He can put himself in there.
I mean, yeah, you can put it's your list, Donnell.
It's your list. Just the top five
right now, currently
entering the 2023 season.
Yeah.
Current. You know what? I'm gonna be biased. So
It's your list.
So I'm gonna say Pat.
Okay.
I'm gonna say 2. I like Kittle.
Yeah.
3. I like Waller game too.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. 4. Mark Andrews.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The 5 gonna be sticky because I know you might not have him in the list, but I'm gonna ask you why. But go ahead. Give us your 5th.
Like,
I think he forgot one that just a forget. That's it. Yeah, I know he's in the top 5.
I'll probably go Ertz.
Wait a minute. So either you forgot this guy or you don't think he's top 5. What about Travis Kelce?
Yes.
Look. All right.
Talk to me.
Oh, so no, he, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Talk to me. This is his list, Mac.
No question.
Travis Kelce, he good, he great, put up the numbers. To me, yeah, he's listed as a tight end, but to me.
Oh.
Like all right, for example, Kyle Pitts, before he won the Mackey, he, even though he had the most numbers the year before he won it, like, he posted that one in back-to-back, but it's like a percentage you put your hand in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, same thing with Brock Bowers his first year. he had the best numbers, and he didn't win it because technically, like, he played tight end, like that's what is listed, but he's not really, you know. So that's how I see. That's how I also see Travis Kelce. Like, yes, he's listed as a tight end and things like that. Like, he's in tight end formations here and there, but like, to me, he's like, you know, just a bigger receiver. You know, he's mainly out. And I mean that's just their offense. And I mean, that's just his. That's just him.
I respect that. There's another name I thought of was T.J. Hockenson.
Yeah, from the
actually. Dang.
It's a lot of tight ends out there.
TJ's good. I saw him, you know, his rookie year, you know, his first couple years at Detroit. You only asked for five.
But to your to your point, him and Travis is kind of the same. Like, they don't, like you said, it's a percentage count to where if you have your hand in the dirt or not. And those guys, nine times out of ten, are standing up. So yeah. I get where you're coming from.
I get where you're coming from. And it's your list, Darnell.
It's your list.
Facts. Next question.
Stand on it, damn it.
Best player you faced in college?
It's between Will Anderson or Hutchinson.
I'll probably
say Hutchinson.
Well, Hutchinson didn't do too much against y'all in the Orange Bowl.
But he's still Hutchinson. He wasn't moving without a fight, you know.
I'm not saying
nobody else was. I'm just saying, like, that was from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. You know, some people start dying down when they already know that they lost, or some people, you know, like throughout the game, you know, take off a play. Hutchinson, he wasn't like that. Like,
high motor guy. Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
This is my last one I got for you. I'm sure Matt probably may have another one, but without playing any of them, which AFC North opponent do you dislike the most already?
Yeah. Now I want to hear this answer. Yeah.
All right.
You see if he's been in Pittsburgh long enough.
Yeah. Let's see.
So y'all might got to help me with this one. Cause I was a dude. I never watched football. So when it's the NFC, like the NFC and AFC, I'm really confused. And North, South, don't know.
So all right. So you got the Baltimore Ravens, the Cleveland Browns, and the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's in your division.
Yeah.
You see them twice a year, by the way.
Twice a year.
No question.
Okay. I might say Ravens.
That's the right answer.
Ain't no doubt about it.
That's the right answer. And right behind the Ravens is Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yeah. Cincinnati is right behind the Ravens. You don't like them. They don't like you. Be disrespectful when you play them. Heck, be disrespectful when you play all of them. Yeah. Defensive player you most excited to match up against as a rookie? Is there a defensive player you like, boy, I'm ready. I've been watching him. Boy, ready to rock and roll.
I'm going to probably go with Myles Garrett. Just because, you know, he's a big dog, so I feel like
you jumping off the porch. You jumping off the porch with that one.
I feel like it's just the heart, you know. Like,
I love it,
things like that. So I mean, at the end of the day, you win some, you lose some. So I know that they all may not be.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Big fella gonna get it too. He ready out there.
Love it.
Yes, sir. 6'7". We gonna let you walk off the bus first. Nobody can know. You got to come through the tunnel first. You got to walk off the bus first. High school coach used to tell us, hey, when we get off the bus, hell coming with us.
No doubt about it. In the baseball bat, baby, over the shoulder.
No question. Big fella, walk off, let him know, man. Set that intimidation tone when he come off with his shoulders out there broad, man, looking over everybody. That's how we going to come out of the tunnel.
Hey,
baby.
Big fella, I'm telling you right now, if I got to buy your suit, I will. But for the Las Vegas game, like Max said, you got to be the first off the bus. It's a primetime game. I want you to get you a suit of your color. I want you to have no shirt on under, blazer, and no slacks. I want the short-legged suit. So, goddamn it, they see the calves. They can see the physique. Like, Pittsburgh Steelers for real.
Hey, hold on. Hey, what? Darnell, did you hear what he said? He said, if I have to buy the suit, I will. Now, that's kind of an offer for you to get a free suit for the Vegas game. I don't know if you heard that or not. Listeners, viewers, let me know. But I could have sworn Pat said, if I got to buy the suit, I will. So I don't know how you want to handle that. You know, you play the Raiders,
right,
Pat. The third game. Is that the third game?
Week three,
Darnell. So you got no time.
Football.
Y'all in Pittsburgh together and be like, you know, Pat P., you know, y'all can go ahead and pick out the color, the material, the fabric.
Color of his choice, Mac.
Of your choice. You're big fella. He got it now. Pat P. So don't go with that cheap fabric, you know, the 180s and all that. That no. You gotta go up higher. He got it. That
yes, sir.
And no shirt on, blazer. You say the high pants so they can see his calf.
Yeah, it's the new style, the short pants.
That's the new style nowadays.
Yeah, you got to show the calves. I want to see all the physique, so they know. They got a 6'8" monster machine
coming off the
Amazon, getting off
hell
the
coming first. Hell coming with him.
No
question. Last question. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Georgia. If you had to give me your top three offensive players you played with at Georgia, right? Who would be in that top three?
Ish, top three. Yeah.
Offensive players. Oh, not including that you played with.
That I played with? I say George, number one. Mm. Number two, we called him AD. He at Texas right now. He's running like Asani Mitchell. Three.
What position he played?
Receiver, number five. He was the one who caught when we beat Bama the first time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At the Ohio State, and he ran a corner out. So
gotcha.
Him, and then James Cook.
Gotcha. Nice list. Well, hey, Darnell, man, thank you for joining us. What you got, Pat P?
Before I let you go, I gotta get you up on. First of all, these college kids, they know most stuff about the damn swag than the NFL guys. But
what you got?
I gotta get him some dang on Suge Knight hater
glass. So you gotta get some glass. So you're gonna get him a suit and some shades.
Yeah. Yeah.
For Vegas.
Yeah, for Vegas.
Sin City. Y'all heard it. Here so viewers, whatever it is that Darnell is wearing against the Raiders, it will be coming from the pockets of Patrick Peterson.
Of his choice now.
It's his choice.
He like. I'm just gonna take care of the suit.
Don't cut the corners on that thread count, big fella Darnell. Get you some good thread count, boy. I want you get that type of material that felt like you was born in it. Like when you came out of the womb, boy, you already had the suit on.
Right.
Yeah, get that type of material.
Gotcha.
Hey, yes, sir. Darnell didn't know he was coming into this type of show, man.
No, that's what we do. You got to take it. That's what we do. We family.
Hey, why Vegas?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Why Vegas? Why the Vegas game?
Yeah, man, that's Sin City. The lights gonna be on. Lights gonna be very.
That's a prime time game too, right?
The lights, yeah.
Oh yeah, he ain't experienced that. I understand you didn't experience prime time game. Oh, and you from Vegas, Pat P? He from Vegas.
I know. That's why I said Vegas. That's why I said Vegas, big city. He's
gonna have all the family there.
Prime time. I'm gonna get him some new threads with some shades. Looking like freaking Suge Knight and hell is coming with it.
First one off the bus. Nobody get off there. Darnell, get off. That's the rule.
Matter of fact,
we ain't getting off.
Darnell, because I normally sit on the second bus within the first two seats. I'm going to make sure he on the second bus on the first seat in front of me so he get off the bus first.
Coming off. Yes, sir. I like that, Pat P. I'm fired up right. Oh, I know our fans fired up right now. Chime in the comment section, man. Let us know what y'all want to see Big Fella wear. How excited y'all are to have Darnell part of the Steelers organization and the expectations for this offense. And he pissed off. He already said he just named six tight ends that went before him.
Seven, to be exact.
They got drafted higher than him. They're going to get more money because they got drafted higher than him. So you know you're getting a pissed off 6'7", 260, 270-plus guy running 4'6".
Get paid, young fella, get paid.
Oh, man.
Get paid, young fella, get paid.
Fat P, I want you to put Darnell on your massage regimen.
Oh, I got
your nutrition regimen.
Got him. Hyperbaric chamber.
The hyperbaric chamber regimen. Yeah. The sleep regimen.
I got him.
All of that.
I got
Don't worry about those streets. The streets going to be there for you. During the season, you just follow Pat Pete.
Yes, sir. The streets going to be there five, 6 months in the offseason.
No question. Just follow Pat Pete now.
Go back to Vegas. You can go wherever you, Honolulu, wherever you want to spend your time in.
But right now,
when July hit, let's lock in.
Lock in, Steeler Nation. It's going to be a fun ride. Make sure y'all enjoy it. And like I said, if you want to give us some input on what color Donnell should go for this Vegas suit, because he's going home. And boy, if he go home and put on the show, he a made man. 702. That's the area code.
Yes, sir. Let's go. Yes, Sin sir. City, here we come.
No hey, question.
Come with us.
Yes, sir. Donnell Washington, third round draft pick out of the University of Georgia. Thank you for joining us. Best of luck to you, your rookie season. Don't worry, we will be watching you every step of the way.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yes, sir.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.